welcome to 2023 Champion Forest North Klein. Who's excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Man, I thought about it as I saw, you know, as I got here just a couple months ago, I saw the schedule that being in person on Christmas Day, on New Year's Day, there's no other place I'd rather be. Amen? Amen. And I'm so thankful that we're at a church that prioritizes being together and meeting. And if we haven't met, talking about meeting, my name is Adam Pemberton. I have the joy, honor, privilege of serving as a student pastor here at Chamber Forest North Klein. It's been a great 3 months so far, and I'm extremely grateful for all that God is doing in the student ministry, in this church, at North Klein, globally, all of the things. We're seeing great, great movements of God. But one thing I'm not as grateful for this morning, I don't know about you, I'm just not feeling social media right now. Right? Anybody else with me? I mean, we all have our reasoning. We all have our reasons. I mean, yes, listen, I know. Social media can be used for a great thing, right? Like I say that, but I'm not going to delete it right now, right? I know that's on some of your list for this New Year's goals and resolution. There can be great things that happen on social media. But one thing I'm just not a fan of, right? I have my friends, right? And I want to follow those people, right? My friends, the people that I want to listen to or see or keep up with. But all of a sudden, I think it was like a couple years ago maybe, it just starts adding all these new things, right? Whether it's ads or random posts from somebody, someone liked this, so now you got to see it. That's not fair. I don't want to see that, right? All of these things are happening. Ads, all of these things. Like there's the other day, there was 5 posts in a row. I didn't follow any of them, right? One of them was like this organic salad recipe. All right, note taken, got it. This next one was like this personal trainer doing all these fit workouts. All right, got it, okay. Not doing that either, all right? This next one was like, you know, hair thickening shampoo. And I was like, all right, I give up, quit. You know, delete it, get out, moving on to my next thing. All of these things came up. And I was like, I hate that stuff, man. I just want to make it sure that I see the people that I follow. And so I don't know about you, but probably as we're coming into this new year, as we're coming into 2023, I don't think it's a far-fetched to say that some of you are planning on deleting social media or thinking about, or maybe you already have. Right here. Is that better? It's kind of flopping all over the place, right? I got a weird earlobe. Okay. We'll just go with it. So all of these things are happening, and this thing is also happening, but that's okay. Give it up for Josue. He's the man. He fixes everything. It's my earlobe, isn't it? Hey, there we go. Give it up. Thank you so much, Josue. But you're probably either already deleted it, thinking about deleting it, and you have all these goals, right? And a fun fact that we see is that we're making all of these lists. See, some people, a lot of people, will be making goals. Who's already made their list so far? Anyone made their New Year's list, resolutions, goals? There's just a few. That's okay. We'll get there. Fun fact about that, though, roughly 90% of people who make New Year's resolutions either forget about it or they quit it. They forget it or they quit it. So only 9 to 12% by December keep their New Year's resolutions or goals. My heart for this, for the Word of God today, for my 2023 and my life, the life of this church, the student ministry, is I pray whatever list that we make, wherever we are in this walk of life, the heartbeat of 2023 and beyond is found in Matthew 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God. First. Like you seek it, like it's an intentional thing that we do and that we're going to do this year. Seek first the kingdom of God. The truth is that in any goal that doesn't involve the kingdom of God, eternity, Jesus, I don't know if it's too blunt, but it will have an end date. If you're only focusing on weight, looks, happiness, career goals, working out, some of the most common New Year's Eve resolutions, they all have an end date. But when we choose to seek first the kingdom of God, when our goals and plans and our life is focused, the foundation is on King Jesus and the kingdom, there's an eternal impact that can happen, not just in your life, but your family's life, an eternity. Right? It can make ripples, or even waves of an impact for eternity. And that's the foundation of every list, every goal and resolution for your life, your family, your business, your school goals, athletics. Seek first the kingdom. And that's what we want to talk about today. We seek the kingdom because of the King. Now stay with me, right? I know some of y'all have probably already zoned out, right? You may have already been walking out the door. You were hoping for Stephen this morning. I'm sorry, but that's okay. But hang in there, because you probably could have come up with a sermon for this morning, right, as well, right? Focus on Jesus, do better in your, like, all of these things. And you're thinking, man, I could have preached that this morning. But to that, I just want to say, praise God. Praise God that you came into this room knowing that we're going to be talking about Jesus. Right? I don't know about you, but if there's a sermon this morning that isn't founded in the gospel, that isn't founded on the holy, true, perfect word of God, I don't want any part of it. I mean, so can we do a favor and just lean in just for a few minutes this morning? Right? You party animals, I know you stayed up late. It's okay, I did too, right? My Georgia Bulldogs somehow had to come up with that win last night, so I'm a little stressed still. But we're going to focus in and lean into the word of God this morning. So let's lean in with a fresh heart, fresh eyes. And that's one thing I love about the beginning, the turning of a calendar. Right? There's just this freshness. There's this newness. That's just this feeling, whether it's at school, whether it's at work, whether it's in your home. I mean, so many things, there's just this new, I want to say vibe because I'm a youth pastor, but I'll keep that out. There's just this newness around you, and it's so exciting. And I want us to just look back to that day. Look back and think back. Place your heart back to the day that you accepted Christ for the first time. Right? Look back and the excitement that you had, the excitement of Jesus, the excitement of the gospel. Let's bring that back to this morning into 2023. Can we do that just for a few moments at least? Can we? Anybody else? Got a couple amens? Amen. Let's do it. So Matthew 6, 25 through 34, that's where we will be this morning if you want to turn there. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. I'll give you a little backdrop as you turn there. Some of you already know this is the Sermon on the Mount. These are the words of Jesus here in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, teaching against pride, right? Against legalistic views, and is calling believers back to pursuing a heartfelt obedience and holiness. That obedience and holiness is far, far greater and more important than perfection, than your attendance, than a checklist that you do for Christ. A heartfelt obedience and holiness. That's what the Sermon on the Mount is focused on. So let's dive in Matthew 6, 25 through 34. As we do this, we'll kind of stop, we'll take moments. So we're just going to go through the text and let the text be the meat of the sermon this morning. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. It says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor your body, or what you will put on." Listen, those are the five, if we're honest, those are the five most common New Year's resolutions. It's like this text was made for New Year's, right? Trying to stress less, dieting, lifestyle, what you drink, lifestyle, your body, working out, fitness, or what you will wear. Kind of talking about income, status, popularity, etc. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more valuable? Are you not of more value than they? Listen, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are valued by God. God values you, not your works, not what you do. He values you at a heart level for who you are and who He created you to be. Not who you want to be, but who He created you to be. Not your performance, not what you do, your income, all of those things. God values you and will provide for you. If He provides for the birds, if He provides for the animals, how much more will He provide for us? How much more will He provide for you? Back to 27. "And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his life. Yeah, he called me out there, right? Okay, I don't know. Is anyone else get anxious in here? Is it just me? Anybody? I love when Jesus gets a little attitude, right? He does that in a couple places here. Right? Do you feel that? Which of you, by being anxious, adds a single hour to your life? What? Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for calling me out there. And 28, and why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Boom, there it is again, right? Calling us out, calling out the believers of this day. And he's calling out us as well. O you of little faith, why are you worrying? O you of little faith, why are you worrying about food and clothes? O you of little faith, why are you worrying about your spouse? Why are you worrying about having a spouse or all of these things? O you of little faith, God will provide every need because he values you. Like I said, I love when Jesus gives a little attitude. Has anyone ever been given attitude before? Husbands, just eye contact. Do not look. Do not look at her. Whatever you do, just eyes up front. Eyes up front. Do not look at her, okay? Listen, some New Year's resolutions for me. We'll just talk about the list. Yes, dear, and I'm sorry. Those are still moving forward in 2023 for me and for you, okay? All of those things are moving forward on this list. So don't look. Still don't look, okay? She can look at you, but you, okay. Moving on. Focus. 31. Moving on to verse 31. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things. Don't miss that part, right? Another text, for even the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Listen, so what he's saying here, it's not bad. It's not bad to want career success. It's not bad to want fitness or a healthy diet. Those aren't bad things. Those are actually good things. Jesus said that those are good, healthy things. But listen, everyone else is wanting those same things. This thing's killing me. Everyone else is going after those things. Right? So why are we just copying, pasting a New Year's resolution list that someone who doesn't believe in Jesus, why are we doing the same thing? Aren't we called to more? Aren't we called to a higher lifestyle? Aren't we called to be faithful to Jesus above all else? Listen, your heavenly Father knows that you need them. God's got us. He's got us covered. Verse 33. Wake up, you party people, party animals, if you're falling asleep. Come on, this is the moment right here. Who stayed up late? Anyone stay up late? I stayed up late. Anybody? All right. Now you're awake. Let's go. If you've been asleep, if you've checked out, this is the part right here to check back in. Verse 33 says this, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm going to say that one more time. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Can we say that all together? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that encouraging as we start this new year, this trying to, I don't know what's going on with my list. I don't know what I need to do. I don't know. I need to gain weight or lose weight. I need to do all these things. Listen, it's right here. Right? This can be your list. This can be your goal. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. Listen, I know this verse can be taken out of context if you just pluck it out and like, all right, seek first God and he's going to give me everything. He's going to give me that Lamborghini. No, he's not, okay? He's going to give you those things that you need, right? The food, the diet, anxiousness, peace, joy, clothing, all of these things, he's got you. He will provide for you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Listen, we seek the kingdom because of the king. If you're taking notes, that is the key part of this whole text. We seek the kingdom because of the king. Listen, I'm new, as some of you know, I'm new to Houston. Me and my bride, Melody, she's amazing, and we're new to Houston. And listen, I have loved HEB. Any HEB fans in the house? Listen, That place is cool, y'all. Y'all've taken this for granted. H-E-B is awesome. Everything you need, this whole like pre-made meals are awesome. Any produce you can ever think of, it's there. Like, it's a cool place. But listen, I'm not going to go to H-E-B and just walk around and leave without anything. Right? I'm not going to go to H-E-B just for the scenery. You're not going to go to a restaurant just to sit there and smell. Right? I mean, post-COVID, half of us can't even smell anyway, right? Like, we're not going to do that. I'm a big Chili's fan, and Chili's has some awesome scenery and awesome vibe, but I'm not going to go. You know I'm getting my queso and fajitas, all right? I'm going to take part of what's there. Listen, people shouldn't go to church just to go to church. It's about who's there. It's about the worship that's there. We seek the kingdom because of the King himself. We seek the kingdom because the kingdom of God is predicated on the King, on King Jesus. Verse 34, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Do not be anxious about tomorrow. And listen, I'm well aware. I've learned a lot these last few years. Growing up, I would hear that verse, and then I would see people who are anxious, and I'd be like, oh, just have more faith. I just believe in Jesus. And I think if we're all clear, if we're all honest, it's a lot deeper than that, right? I know for a fact now that some of that is just genetics. You can't help it all the time. But when we seek God, we seek the kingdom and the King. There will be things that come up in this life, in this new year, that we probably won't enjoy. There's going to be things that happen in your year that you're not expecting. There's going to be some hurt, maybe season of pain, maybe seasons of loss. There's going to be a lot of success, hopefully. There's going to be days of joy. There's going to be days of celebration. But listen, whatever season that happens, whatever things that come in 2023, when our foundation is in Jesus, nothing else matters. Right, yes, you're still going to feel it. You're still going to feel that hurt. But when we seek Jesus in heavenly things and keep our heart above the mess that is here on earth, God's got us. He's got us covered. He provides. He values you. So when you seek him first, you know that whatever happens, whatever storms come your way, your foundation is firm. Whatever winds come, you know that your foundation is set and you can take root in your heavenly Father. Who was the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. His love, his providing will never cease. So death, where is your sting? Anxiety and stress, there is no victory for you. Pride, there is no room for you in our life. Comparison, get out of here. God created you for who you are and who you're meant to be. Not who you want to be, not the other person that you're scrolling and trying to figure out how to be more like them. No, be more like you. Develop yourself, develop your strengths, your skills, your faith in this 2023 and see how God blesses that. So what can we practically do? What does that practically mean for us to seek first the kingdom, the King? I mean, if only our Bibles had an answer for that, right? Luckily, it does. It is filled with how we do that. It is filled with some. We can be here all day. Like, I think we still have another hour of preaching. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke. Wake up. That was a joke, all right? I'm trying to get you out of here, all right? But listen, God has a word for us, so we're going to keep going. Psalm 27, 7 and 8. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Just like that. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you. All right, lean in right here. Your face, Lord, do I seek. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Yes, Lord, I'm going to need your hand this year. I'm going to need help. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your hand. Yes, Lord, I will need your muscle because I'm going to need your strength. Yes, Lord, I will need your legs because some days I'm not even going to be able to want to get out of bed. Yes, Lord, I will need your feet to show me where to go. Show me who to talk to. I will need all of those things. But God, let me seek you for who you are and not just what you help me with, not just what you give me, not what you've blessed me with, but let me seek your face and fall deeper in love with you and not just what you bless me with, not just the blessings that he gives us, but let me seek your face. I have a transparency moment here. Sometimes Melody and I, it's a shocker, right? My wife, we won't always see the same way. We won't always see things eye to eye, right? So sometimes we'll have disagreements, arguments. And we have our favorite comedian today. His name's Nate Bargatze. And he has this line. It's so true. He said 85 to 90% of arguments in marriage are just dumb, right? Like most of them, if we're honest, they're just kind of dumb. Like, we're going to forget about it 10, 20 minutes from now. We're going to forget about it the next day, definitely by the next week. What did we argue? I don't know, right? And you just move on. But listen, that other 10%, somebody call the cops, right? somebody call the therapist. Like, mentally, we're wrapping up the boxing gloves. We're ready. We're not going to hurt each other physically, all right? That's not a thing. But mentally, we're wrapping up. I'm right. You're wrong. Let's go, right? But most of the time, at least for me, I think she would say the same. What brings me back, if God is, if the Holy Spirit's working in my heart at that moment, I just take a second. I just take a breath. And I just look at her face. And I look at those beautiful blue eyes. Just peace. Right, when I really seek her face, when I gaze into her eyes, when I seek her face, I'm reminded of her heart. Right, I'm reminded of the commitment that we made. Whatever comes, thick or thin, we're going to get through this. I commit to you. Yes, I might be right now, but listen, I'd much rather know that I love you and that you love me than be right or wrong right now. She needs that. When I really look at her, I see her face, I'm reminded of her heart. I want her to know that she's loved by her husband, her best friend, that she can talk through things and talk it out. She doesn't need to be corrected. I'm learning that, all right? Taking notes, 2023, all right. I'm not her therapist, I'm her husband, all right, anyway. But listen, when we seek first the kingdom, we're seeking the king. And listen, when we seek his face, we're reminded of his heart. Right? When we seek the face of Jesus, when we seek who he is, right? Not just what he blesses us with, not just what he helps us out with. When we seek his face, the face of God, we're reminded of God's heart. We're reminded of the cross. Right? We'll have so much doubt, maybe, so many questions that we want God to answer. Maybe at school or students, so many of your atheist friends are just dogging on you for believing, right? We can get so caught up in that, but when we seek the face of Jesus, when we look at God and seek his face, we're reminded of his heart. We're reminded of the cross. We're reminded of his perfect life that he went through and the cross and the death that we should have died because of our sin that separates us. And we're reminded of the love that he has for us and what he has done on the cross, raising to life. So because we love him, we obey and pursue his holiness. John 14, 15, not chapters, right? I'm not reading two chapters here, right? John 14, verse 15, you're welcome. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's it. It's blunt, to the point. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's expand on that a little more in James 1, 22 through 25. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. Listen, I have bad memory, right? That could happen to me, but we get it here, right? He forgets what he was like or looks like. But listen to this, lean in. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. I mean, so listen, you can come to church 52 days, right? You can come every Sunday. But if you're not doing what this word says, why? What are we doing? Right? If part of our goal for 2023 isn't to be doers of the word, of falling more in love with Jesus, seeking the kingdom first, seeking his face, falling more in love with Jesus and being doers of the word, what are we doing? Simple yet profound question. What would your life, your family, your marriage, workplace, school, team look like if you actually pursued holiness and did as the word says for us to do? Like at a genuine level, right? To genuinely love God and all that entails, and to genuinely love people at a real intentional level, what would that look like? To genuinely teach and preach the gospel to the lost. You don't have to be on stage being a preacher, but we are called to go tell the gospel. We are called to go out, go reach the lost. What would that look like? To genuinely put your spouse, your family first above your work, your hobbies, your sports, your outside noise. What would it look like to genuinely to bless and give to the work of God and the less fortunate? What would that look like? What would change in this community, your family, this church? Seek first the kingdom. Seek the King. Be doers of the word. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments. For some, maybe for most, it's going to take change. One of my favorite quotes is, nothing changes if nothing changes. Right? If you're looking for change, but nothing changes in your day-to-day life, then it's foolish. Nothing's going to happen. Right? I have this goal every week. All right, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to go to the gym. But I keep eating wings and pizza and sleeping in and duh, like, hello, nothing's going to happen. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you're wanting to pursue God, if you're wanting to grow deeper in your faith than you did this last year, something's got to change this year. For those who need structure, make it a priority in your day-to-day. For those who are more spontaneous, be all in for Christ. Maybe for the structured people, you may need to be a little more spontaneous. Right, we see throughout Scripture, we see throughout the Gospels that Jesus responded to those interruptions. Right, the disciples, they had a plan, they knew where they were going. Someone pulls on Jesus' robe. He responds. That probably wasn't part of their plan. But God knew. Right, he responded to the interruptions that we would see as interruptions. He responded, he was spontaneous from the outside, but God knew what needed to happen. Maybe for the spontaneous, you need a little more structure. Make plans. Stick to reading plans, which we'll get to in a second. Be discipled in reading that book that you've just been putting off. Listen, this time last year, I was reading this amazing book. What was it? Oh yeah, January 1st, 365 days later, I'm still on chapter 7, right? Like nothing happened. I stopped. I got so caught up in other things. Man, be structured, be disciplined. Find a way. Listen, because you're going to, most of y'all, maybe not publicly, maybe in your head, you're going to have this list of things that you're wanting to do. And part of that is probably reading the Bible more or praying more. Those are good, holy things. But if you don't want it at a heart level, it's just going to fade. Right, at a heart level. Sometimes I'll do that and it's just a checklist. And then as the checklist goes and as things come back into normal, I'll just let the checklist fade. Another moment of transparency. This is a huge goal for me. You're getting to see my heart a little bit. If I'm being honest, there wasn't a lot of growth in 2022 for me. Right, spiritually, there just wasn't. I mean, so this time next year, I want to fully know that I have grown in my faith, right? There's been a lot of change, a lot of moving, a lot of trips, a lot of things that I just got so caught up in. I don't know about you, but we're busy people. And so at a heart level, I want to be better. I want to know. I want to grow in 2022. That's my word. I know it's a cliche, Christian, right? Your word of the year. But my word genuinely is growth. I want to see growth. I recommend it. Make a word. Write it in your mirror. Write it somewhere where you see it every day. It's reminded you of these things. So be disciplined in that reading book, reading the word. Maybe get a group of two or three, four people you can be held accountable with. That's the best way to go for working out, for reading plans. It could easily fade if you're doing it by yourself, but find a couple other believers to come alongside you. Say, hey, God's put this on my heart. And if they're a believer, they're called to grow as well. Hey, let's go through James together, just a chapter a week. Hey, let's meet up. Let's just talk and pray. All of these things. And part of that reading plan, we want, as a church, we want to come alongside you guys and all of us come together for a reading plan. You can text Bible to 77069. You can do that now. I know Cheryl will talk about it in a second as well. But January 8th, we'll have a reading plan as we go through together on the YouVersion app. Most of you might already have that downloaded. There's new features where you can set Champion Forest North Klein as your home church. Cool little feature I just found out about a couple days ago. But you can set Champion Forest North Klein as your home church on that app. And you can see what reading plans people are doing and going it through. So the YouVersion app, you can text Bible to 77069. And let's start there, right? Maybe if you don't want to wait till January 8th, I get it. Go home today, start reading. But as a church, that's what one thing that we'll be doing as well. But I pray that we can commit to knowing Jesus more this year than we did last. Right? As we seek first the kingdom, that can be our heart for all of us. Yes, still have your personal growth things for yourself, your career, body, diet, whatever it is. Those are great. But make it a priority to seek first the king. As you go, thinking kingdom-minded thoughts and aspirations and see how God uses that. See how God uses that in your marriage, in your family, in your workplace, at your school, whatever it is. And maybe this thought of God or devotion to God is new to you. And we'll praise God and we're so glad that you're here. Maybe you've been hurt by the church, by those who sought religion over faith or legalism over grace. Glad you're here. I mean, Jesus wants to know you at a personal level. So much more than just coming to church and checking a list and being greeters and all of these things. It is a heart-level relationship that Jesus wants from you. Maybe you've run away from God in 2022 and you're here. You're here, whether online or here in person. This is your list to be at church more often. Praise God. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you've run away from God, the prodigal son. And listen, God is running to you as you are running back. He wants you. He wants a relationship with you. God loves you. He gave away all of his riches in heaven. Can you imagine that? Like, so again, think back to just this newness of faith. Man, God left heaven. In all of his richness, he became poor for us, for you, and died on a cross for our sins. And his grace covers every mistake you've made. Any sin you've committed, he covers that. And so maybe 2023, you're looking to take that next step. You're looking for a relationship with Christ. After this, we'll have people in the back that want to hear from you. Myself, you can give us a call anytime. We want to talk to you about faith. We want to talk to you about making a decision of following Jesus. The most important thing that you can do in 2023. Maybe you just need prayer. You've had a rough 2022. You don't know even what 2023 is going to be like. You just need prayer. You need guidance. You need counsel. We'll have people for that as well. Maybe you want to make North Klein your home, your church home. Well, praise God. We're excited for that as well. We'll have people in that back room right back there in just a second that want to hear from you and hear your heart. All of these things. Seek first the kingdom. Seek the king. Be doers of the word. And if you love God, keep his commandments. I think this is going to be an amazing year. Champion Forest North Klein, for you, for your family, if we do those things. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you so much, Lord, for this day. You are so good to us. Lord, I pray at a genuine heart level, Lord, that we can seek you first. Lord, that when we seek you, everything else will fall into play. Lord, let you guide this year, Lord, and let us be faithful as you guide. Lord, I pray that you bring discipline to our lives where it needs to, bring spontaneity as it needs to be obedient to you and follow you in the Holy Spirit as you move. God, I pray for the marriages in this room and online, Lord, that you can strengthen. The families that are broken and hurt, bring them together. God, we pray for every heart in this room and online. Lord, make it a priority as we seek your face and that we're reminded of your heart. Lord, we love you and we praise. It's your name I pray.